The next item on our agenda is the roll call, and Madam Clerk, if you would do so, please.
Betty Glick?
Here.
Linda Murphy?
Here.
Bill Smith is not going to make it today. Lynn Polk? Rick Cook? John Blakely? Not here. Ruby Dennison?
Here.
Gary Superman?
Aye.
Brian Zack?
Here.
Okay, great. Okay, we have a quorum. The next item on our agenda is public comment, and we do have some public, and so, Ms. Schrader, would you care to comment at this time, or?
No, I'm waiting with bated breath to hear what your decisions are going to be, and then I'll explode.
Okay, well, we have another comment period down below after what we do, so. Okay, we have no other public here, and so that would bring us down to approval of the summary of our June the 2nd committee meeting. And hopefully everybody's had a chance to peruse them. They're not pages and pages and pages like Borough Assembly minutes, but in any case, I would entertain a motion for approval of this summary.
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
And Ms. Hall, a second. Are there any questions, comments, additions, or deletions? Do you have a minor?
Just a punctuation error, but that's...
I got it.
She's got it.
Okay. Okay, are there any objections to approving the minutes then? There are none. And so then that brings us down to plan development. At our last meeting, we had looked at the maps that Chris had developed from the conversation on our previous couple of meetings. And when we started to adjust the boundaries, as we could see, it created somewhat of a domino effect. And so Chris needed to have time to work his magic. And so, Brian, for your information, we do have two large maps on the wall, one depicting a 9-member assembly and the other one an 11-member assembly. And I believe that these maps are available on a link. Is that what I understood you to say?
Ms. The 11 member.
Just the 11.
The 11 member was the one that was emailed out on Tuesday.
Okay, the 11 member one is available on a link to the Keene Open and Severo.
Actually, you have to go to the link or the email that was sent out by our office to get to the link.
Okay.
Yeah, I reviewed that one.
Yeah, he probably did.
Okay, great. So without further ado, as I say, these maps are on the wall, but then we'll have Chris just walk us through how he arrived at these different configurations, and we'll go from there.
Okay, starting one.
Okay.
So one basically, encompasses all of the Anchor Point census designated place, Nikolai's, Cappy Valley, Nedelchik, Clam Gulch, and that portion of Coho, south and west of North Coho Loop, which is right here. And then two, there was no change from what you saw last time.
And that's which one?
That would be Seward, Great Creek, Primrose, Crown Point, and Moose Pass.
Okay. Lynn, does that look good to you?
And okay. With the dividing line, the Alaska Railroad to the Seward Highway, and then outside of what's called the Kipalani CDP. Of course, you know, there's nobody out here. There's absolutely no people whatsoever. So things can be moved to
so that looks
a better,
so that looks nicer.
Yeah, using the protracted township lines, for example.
Does it?
The blocks can actually be divided up because there's nothing there.
Is there any? How about the people? Is anyone that is in the census at Summit Lake?
Let's see.
That's the only thing I would wonder about. Well, and you're including Cooper Landing?
No, Cooper Landing is included with Sterling.
Because, oh, okay.
It had the opposite effect of the nine member, where okay. The nine member on the east side of the borough was lacking several hundreds of people and had to go back, you know, and take in part of Sterling.
Right.
It did the exact opposite with 11. There were too many people in the existing east side, so had to take out Cooper Landing, Hope, and Sunrise.
I guess I don't know where Sunrise is.
It's right before you hit Hope. It's just a...
I've never driven down that road.
It's a place, yeah.
It is a place. And there are people live there?
Yeah. But it's very small.
Very small.
No commercial district or anything.
Same as Mendel's, right?
Not quite.
So here's some of Lake Erie right here, with all of the zero people. Oh, there's one.
Is that a one? Yeah.
There's one. Yeah. So.
Because it might help to move that one into the. Can't move the one into sewer.
No. Not without it starting the domino effect again. It could.
And it's only one. We found out that all those little dots are folks. There's eight. Is that eight over there at the mining plant? He has a different thing which shows all the little dots.
And
they're people.
You have four up there, and that is which one? Because they're changed a little bit from our current assembly districts, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I just know using the railroad as the boundary there, the railroad's behind, it's to the east of the highway there.
So
these kids go to Moose Pass School, usually if there are kids.
There's five, and that's homework, period. And it worked out pretty good. There's 33 people away from the ideal population.
Wow.
So, and six.
So five is just the city of Homer?
Just the city of Homer. Yep. Everything within the Homer city limits worked out perfect.
It didn't take us really that long to kind of move it around, but
didn't take you far at all.
Like,
no. Brian, did you hear that? We looked at the map for Homer, and they're an entire district of themselves. It worked out perfectly. Did you hear that?
Do you see that yellow section that goes kind of around Homer up there?
Okay, thank you.
They're all in that area.
Okay. And
that's
six
really
is
the only
six
ugly.
Basically,
district.
All of Salamat.
No, there's another
and then,
ugly one. He'll sign it out.
Oh, zoom in.
I mean, my interpretation of that.
A portion of Kenai city limits from Beaver Creek, and then all of Ridgeway. And then that portion of Sterling. North of the highway and west of Swats River Road. Or Robinson Lake, depending on who you believe. Going to seven.
Well, the thing about that district is at least there's a road to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And seven basically is all of Kalaborski, except for this little area right here, which. And then that portion, or all of Kisilov and that portion of Kovo, east and north of North Kovo. And then eight. Eight is all of Dan Wallach, Fort Graham, Soldovia, Soldovia Village, Halibut Cove, Box River, Fritz Creek, Ketchumak City, and Diamond Ridge.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think that's a lot better.
Yeah.
Geographically, it seems to me it seemed to work as a community. Like to me, it seemed like it kind of did.
And they have a lot in common too, yeah. I think, as communities.
And then nine. Nine is basically the city limits of Kenai to the north, and then just the Beaver Loop Road. And this is Lawton right here.
It's what?
Lawton.
Oh.
I can see it in the show.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to point out that this would make it so that the city of Kenai actually is represented by three different assembly members within the city limits. So this was the one that I liked the very least, but we couldn't figure out how to solve the problem.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what this feature is right here. But I can certainly find out. And then eleven is all of the city limits of Soldotna. And then that void right in through here, as well as this area near the airport. And then that portion of Ridgeway, this is the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline, mm-hmm. right away. Up towards Mackey Lake Road. And then out to Forest Lane.
So it didn't change it much?
No, it didn't change it much. Either.
No. Now we've been around for a
Where was 10? Did I miss that?
Maybe I did.
So on both sides of the river there.
Yeah.
So it's got some of its portion is in the Kenai city limits, and then
right here.
The area on K Beach and Chichansky. And
this is something I would like to correct right down here. I just noticed that today. You got two blocks that really should go into seven. This is the Soldotna city limits.
It sure enough is.
So
that's my house right there.
District 7.
Almost perfect.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and get that back out onto the server so it's available via the map.
And once you guys have decided that, you know, this is the concept that you want to go with, then we can post those on the web for people to view.
Okay.
Both of them. Nine and 11.
Yes.
Can we see what would happen with moving this summit, like people into Moose Pass? Because they really have more of a connection with the Moose Pass sewer there than they do with the whole Nikiski.
Summit Lake. Is that what you said?
Right.
Yes.
Can we just try it, Chris, and see what happens?
Yeah. I'm gonna close this one out. And then create a new one. In case it crashes. Because it did last time.
This, and then you had to redo all the
whatever work
whistles around.
Yeah, this laptop is how? 8 years?
Katie Rogers was in public hearings for street name changes, so she left in 2006.
Jeez. So.
When is your money?
Just a minute.
He's pondering.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, while he was doing that, I could ask my question.
Okay. Ms. Dennison, Ruby?
Is the committee going to propose the proposed language or go over the proposed language that would be in the...
For the ballot issue?
For the ballot issue.
I don't believe that we did that in the past because... that's generally within the purview of the borough clerk to prepare that ballot language. But they do present that language to the assembly. Presumably the assembly would have a hearing on that issue, at which time you could make any comments to add, subtract, amend, whatever. And then it would be up to the assembly to take your recommendation.
Like that's going to happen.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
And you're not going to get me in that one.
Did anybody else play with this on your own computer at home?
I looked at it.
You mean like change lines?
No, not change the lines.
He didn't give you that ability.
I didn't know how to play with
but
it.
But to just bring it in and make it get bigger and bigger so you could see all the detail and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just a cool thing. So it took me 2 tries to find out that I could do that. But
can't be bashful with those things.
Yeah. Did you try it? Did you try it on your computer?
No, I didn't. I've had my brain working in other directions.
Yeah, I've had it pretty hooked up.
Yeah, you're thinking just Summit Lake, not Moose Pass, too.
Well, Moose Pass is already in there. I'm thinking about adding Summit Lake to Moose Pass, because they...
To the Seward, both of them to the Seward.
Well, Moose Pass is already with Seward on this one.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. So just adding Summit Lake to...
Yeah, still trying to figure out the rationale for the way they drew this.
Oops.
I think that's what he wanted to do. It has to go way up.
Because there's nothing over there.
Well, I can clean up the,
okay,
the detritus from there. So I'll just send it.
That's in two.
No, that, again, that's all, that's Seward Highway, so it's a pretty logical place to divide. They're well, well within, so mm-hmm. 2.46 over for two, and then 1.37 down for four.
So now, Hope, Sunrise, Cooper Landing, there with parts of Sterling.
Sterling. Mm-hmm.
And then who has the rest of Sterling?
So 11 and 6.
Well, there he is.
Yeah, well, I don't think that those parts of 11 are Sterling. Okay.
Just kind of like it is now, mm-hmm. but it takes on Cooper Landing and Hope.
The only area that seems weird to me is the Kenai area, but then I don't know how you'd fix that problem with an 11-member district.
Yes.
We really looked at that one, and because of the city of Kenai itself has over 7,000 people in it, so, and right now it's got two, it's split by two assembly districts. So it's workable to have it split by three assembly districts. It's not ideal.
Okay, and that's on the 11 member.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I imagine that could create some public concern. But we only have so much with which we can work as far as population, what our guidelines are, how we can machinate on the lines and whatnot, so maybe somebody else in the public might come up with a different recommendation that will be sufficient and workable. Just a different set of eyes. Okay.
So,
yes.
Were you able to do anything with trying to see if each seat had a school in their area?
Pardon me, I can't.
Oh, the suggestion that each assembly or school board seat have or district have a school in their area. I was just wondering if they were able to do anything with that.
I
at this point, I
don't think that we even.
We
didn't really.
I just wondered if you were able to look at it.
Mostly, we were trying to figure out how to get all the city of Homer to be in one mm-hmm. district, and then also kind of look at how to fix some of the other areas. Honestly, I don't think we really even talked about that because, like he said, he knows where they are. And
yeah. Because those are kind of communities, too. Each
it's a lot harder to
school boundary.
If we could make people move, this whole thing would be solved. So, do you have anything you want to add to that, Chris?
Okay. Are there any other questions on the 11-member district map at this time? So make, and Chris is just going to clean up some of the little areas there. So this would be the map then that we would take to the public for their review and consideration. Is that correct? Unless we change it, this would be the map, and our public meetings start next Monday night. So, okay. Okay. So, unless there are any other questions, well, let's look at that nine-member and...
It hasn't changed at all.
It hasn't changed at all.
See, I could open it up.
Okay. Does anybody want to review the nine-member map?
No, but could we be sent a link to the nine-member map?
So
is that possible?
Yeah. The hardest... I don't know. Can we look at that now? I can show you a little bit of additions that I made. Like, the hardest part was building the legend. And I struggled with it for about 2.5 hours, finally gave it up about 7:30 one evening. And I went to bed, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, I realized that in the code, you dummy, that whole section of the code block was commented out, and the program couldn't see it. I removed the comments, and there it was.
But
as far as the nine-member goes, it's basically a 5-minute job setting up the link. And then another thing I did add were the summary statistics. That, you know, if you start, you know, looking, see, I just changed this so it doesn't reflect it in the viewer yet. But if you start looking at moving some of the boundary areas, a person could actually refer back to the statistics and say, okay, if I move this block of 250 people, wow, it's going to mess things up, you know.
This is what you see if you follow the link. This is what you're actually looking at here.
Because the numbers, the population didn't show up on the other link.
Right.
Yeah, he's always adding.
On the same
he's
link.
Always enhancing.
You look up that link again, it's there.
The population's there?
Yeah.
It is now.
How do you find it?
You have to probably refresh.
Your browser might be caching it too from the original.
We can talk about it later.
So to reiterate, this, once we come to a conclusion today, this nine-member proposed, I need to use the terminology correctly, this proposed nine-member map would be placed on the website for public consumption, as well as the 11-member map, and also the statistics would be there as well. Is that what I understood you to say? So that people can look and think and go from there.
And the public will be able to comment on the website. Yes, no?
As far as an interactive comment, like they can send me an email or they can send Shelley an email and comment, and we can get that comments to you guys and comments to as part of our public record. We don't have a comment section yet.
Okay.
I'd love to have that.
And
no, don't start. We don't have one.
Maybe the next census.
At our hearings, will we have more than one map for each district so that we have some really...
Unless the plotter breaks down between now and Monday, what I'm planning on doing is making a large format one. And I have no idea how large these venues are, but making a large format one for each individual district.
Good.
That will basically spell out in detail what the boundaries are.
Oh, good.
So it'll have all the little verbiages.
Street. I would hope so, yeah.
A street
as much as
or
he
whatever.
Can get on there, yeah.
And what time is the meeting on Monday?
Seven.
Perfect.
So you can start at 6:30.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Then are there any objections to giving the go-ahead to put these on the website for public consumption? Okay. that would bring us down to the next item of public comment. Mm-hmm. But before we get to public, yes, public comment. And Ms. Schrader is here and Mr. Brown is here again today. And so, Ms. Schrader, do you have any comments? I know you were concerned with regards to where you are located in this little scheme.
This is like I've been concerned about that for 30 years and I'm doing better. I do have a couple of questions, if I might. You are using the term 9-member and 11-member and then mentioned that the city of Kenai was all together at 7,000 people. Is 7,000 people what you're aiming for one?
Oh, no. No, it's just a little over 5,000 per district. But because of portions of the Kenai, like Selo Madoff, and portions of the city limits, and portions of the city limits in with Kalifornsky and Sechansky and the city, that would give, if I understood you correctly, 3 assembly members.
And the population of within the city limits was over 7,000, and that's why it had to be split so much in order to reach our 5,000.
Okay. Question: what is the population of Ridgeway?
Chris can tell you that.
2,022.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
And that goes from the city limits of Kenai through the Sterling city limit and Sterling limits, or how do you figure Ridgeway?
Can you show her that? That's the census. Yeah, that's the census.
That's according to the U.S. census.
So you see them. Is it the blue highlighted line?
Yeah.
Can you see the blue highlighted line?
No.
She's gonna zoom to it.
Along Strawberry Road, Carver, we have, I'd say, a good 300 houses. And we go up to Soldotna city limits, then we go over on K Beach.
You'd have to take that up to the federal government, I'm afraid.
No. Too old. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments, please? If not, Mr. Brown?
Are these maps current up here, according to what you worked out?
Yes. This 11-member map is the one that we were reviewing right now.
So those are the maps that are going to be put on that computer?
And there will be minor adjustments on this, but then they will be much larger if I understood you correctly.
Because I'm a dinosaur, so I don't do computers. So I was wondering if it would be possible to have your plans posted here somewhere in the assembly building for us dinosaurs to look at.
Well, yeah,
absolutely.
The same as the website. I plan on plotting them out between now and Monday night.
And we can keep a map here in the clerk's office for review.
So you'll have a set, you'll have the big map, and then you'll have the section map, the section pieces for review. So he can come to your office.
Absolutely.
So. Further questions or comments, sir?
I'm also bothered by the fact that, or by the idea that the city of Kenai would possibly have 3 assembly rooms. Where they're, by population-wise, they're only do 1.5 assembly members.
Okay.
If I understand
is the population. And the 9-member has it just.
One other question. In the city of Kenai, in the 11-member, with the 11-member plan, is there any seat that is just city limits of Kenai, or do all of the 3 seats have portions of areas outside of the city?
Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't that one blue, I don't remember the number. I think it might be just Kenai.
Nine is totally within.
So, yeah, nine is totally within. And we actually, he had it originally to where he was taking, he went up further into that Salamatoff area so that nine actually had some in and some out.
It was the 423 prisoners.
Yeah. And so we moved things around a little bit to make it so that at least that one area was on the city limits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Brown and then Ms. Schrader, further, your comments will be noted for our summaries here. Ms. Schrader, another question or comment, please.
Yes, the 423 prisoners caught my ear. Is there a polling place in the prison?
No.
No.
Thank you.
They are just counted in the population.
They're in the census data. Whether or not they're registered voters is yet to be determined.
And if they're convicted felons,
I don't think they're not. Depends on why they're there.
Yeah. So the census doesn't have anything to do with the voting.
No, it was an anomaly.
Yes. It was a good question.
And the same conversation occurred about
Spring Creek.
What is Spring Creek's population?
It's over 700, wasn't it?
Yeah, let's look.
Yeah. I would say we were lucky we had it, otherwise we'd be lost more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's troubling. Seward wouldn't exist without Spring Creek.
Five fifty-one, but that also includes, and I had no other idea.
Mrs. Blake.
Yes.
I really would like to see prisoners included with polling booths within the prisons, and that from a personal point of view. So my questions on this was not idle. Thank you.
Okay.
All Spring Creek are felons, aren't they?
I'd like to vote.
I mean, it's maximum security. It seems like they'd all be felons. Wildwood might be.
Wildwood's different.
Yeah.
Mediums.
Okay. Any other questions or comments at this time?
No, this is fascinating. One more time.
Mr. Brown, any other questions or comments, sir?
Just a comment that apparently the state is, or the state reporting has come out with some plans that they're going to introduce shortly or have introduced.
Yeah, well, the state really is divvying up the Kenai Peninsula borough within these different houses and house districts and senates, and it's like, oh my goodness. But right now we need to look at how this reapportionment / redistricting affects our assembly makeup.
Yeah, but here again, yeah. Then you're going to adjust it for when the state adjusts their precincts.
So. Well, that I don't believe that's what we do, but I'd like Ms. Blankenship to answer that, please, sir.
The way the process works is that this group comes together and brings together a plan, and at this point it looks like the two plans that they're going to recommend is a 9-member plan or an 11-member plan. These maps are conceptual, and once the voters have decided which plan they want to go with, the clerk and Chris and Alice Houston from the Division of Elections will work together to set precincts to, in the to the best of our ability, mirror what the voters have given us in concept. And yes, that they'll keep precincts so that there's no House districts or Senate districts split. If anything's going to be split, it will be Assembly districts or service areas. But at least we get to kind of work with them to draw those lines. So this is more conceptual, and it isn't actually set in stone until an ordinance is passed by the Assembly with those new legal descriptions.
I realize.
And if I could add, what the voters approve is not a districting plan. The voters approve the size of the Assembly.
All they approve is the number.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And the conceptual maps are out there just to show the voters what it will probably look like, close to what it will look like.
Anyway. I wonder if the ballot and the ballot summary could reflect that a little better, possibly.
I'm sure it could.
Because the people are going to look at these maps. And there's a high likelihood that the maps that they see and that they decide to vote for are not what's going to end up being the district.
Well, when we did the reapportionment in for the 2000 census, and Ms. Murphy and Chris and Mr. Holloway worked on the maps, what they came up with the boundaries that were almost exactly to what the people had actually voted on. So there's a little bit of adjustment and wiggling around, but they maintain the boundaries as close as possible so that it isn't, that it's not like they go in and just wholesale rework everything. At least that's my understanding.
Like they did in 2002.
Mm-hmm. So.
No, they didn't. The map that was presented on the...
It was very close to.
It was very close to how it ended up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ms. Blankenship.
Everybody was handed out last week the proposition summary that went forward in 2001.
Yeah.
I would imagine that I will look at this very closely when I'm putting together the proposition summary to go in front of the Assembly. So if in reviewing this, if anybody has any additional recommendations, I would certainly
entertain
those, yes.
All right. Okay. Maybe Ms. Schrader should have a copy of that so that...
I was going to ask Shelley to put together a packet of information for both of these folks.
Okay. And Ms. Brown, do you want a packet of information too, just so you have something to look at, like the ballot proposition?
I've got the ballot proposition.
So...
And the U.S. Census numbers and part of the original ordinance, the malapportionment ordinance, and the first...
I had all of that stuff going clear back to 1990, and the clerk said, I don't have to keep that. They have it here. But, yeah. Okay. If there are no other questions or comments.
No more, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Schrader? Okay. Okay, then that would bring us down to committee comments. But before we get into committee comments, Ms. Thompson is here today, and she was doing some research on the voting status of the Board of Education should the public not approve of the configuration that's out there, and how would that be addressed, because they do not come under the same category or same rules and regulations as what the Barrel Assembly does. And I know you were doing some research on that. Do you have any comments on that at this time?
Not at this time. I indicated I will get a memo to everybody before, during next week. You wanted one before the presentation, you know, was to be provided to the Assembly. And it does seem, well, I guess I could say, as we discussed it, it seems to be the better approach generally to give the voters a chance to voice their opinion on something like reapportionment. And so that's, you know, the one. If you give two choices, then you wouldn't have a situation where nothing is approved by the voters. So it's simply a practical matter.
Okay. Right. Yeah. And that is just a reminder, we are required to make a recommendation on these maps. They will encompass not only Borough Assembly, but Board of Education representatives as well. So, okay. And then the other thing that I'd want to comment on is at our public meetings next week. Again, Monday we will be in Kenai. Sterling. Kenai. Okay. Kenai. And then starting at 7 o'clock, and then it's Sterling on Tuesday night, and then Seward on Wednesday night, and Homer on Thursday night. And the meetings will begin at 7. And as far as attendance of the committee members, we don't need to have everybody there. We just need to make sure that we do have a quorum for each of these public hearings. And so just let the borough clerk or the deputy borough clerk know whether or not you're going to come. The reason we're, I wanted to bring that out, but also I wanted to comment that should you come to attend a meeting and need to stay overnight, you could be reimbursed for your hotel room upon submission of receipts to the borough clerk's office. We don't have a budget per se, but in speaking with the president of the assembly, they would authorize reimbursement of receipts that have been submitted for overnight room reservations, because it is the height of, or getting to the height of the tourist season, and so rooms may not readily be available, and so we have to do the best we can. And then also I understand that on those we would be receiving mileage, is that correct?
If it was submitted, yes.
Yes. Okay. And that's just for the public hearing meetings. That's not for these kinds of meetings.
If you submit mileage for any of these meetings, they will be reviewed by the president and reimbursed.
Okay.
Only thing he requested was that it be reasonable and that everybody understands that they will be approved by the president. So it's kind of out of my hands.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that out. So other than that, I don't have any other comments. And so then Lynn would begin with you. Do you have any comments or observations?
No, but I appreciate being part of the process. That I'm glad the board's represented here.
Okay. Brian, I ask you, do you have any comments or observations?
No comments or observations. Thank you.
Okay. We'll skip over to Gary. Do you have any comments tonight, sir?
Just in light of reviewing the 11 member maps there, I hope the public will have the wisdom to retain the 9 member.
So, okay. Ms. Murphy?
Ditto. Gary just said. Also, I was looking at the proposition summary from 10 years ago, and it does state that precinct lines, if that the lines may change.
Just much clear at the end of the ballot summary. But.
Exactly. And I had a question as well. I'd like to go over where the meeting places are. I think some of them may have changed. And because I didn't think we were meeting in Kenai City Hall, but it would change some place out different.
We've still gotten to Sterling.
Oh, okay, but we're still at Kenai City Hall on
yes.
Monday? Okay.
And Senior Center on Tuesday.
And then the K.M. Ray Building in Seward?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Bedarka Inn?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had all the right places.
Okay.
And that's it. Thank you.
And Ruby, Ms. Perfect, Ms. Gunnison?
I would like to go to Seward, but I do not feel that I can drive, and I'm wondering who else is going to go to Seward. And
well, we're going, obviously.
Okay, so do you have room for a tag-along person?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Good.
So if you just
want to
meet us here.
Yeah. You tell me what time to be here and I will arrive.
Yes, they have plenty of room on the roof.
Strap her down.
I know I'm long-legged.
I could have passed that up.
That's okay. You can't hurt my feelers. I do want to comment on the absolutely superb job the GIS people have done, Chris and Bill have done on our thing, and I am so impressed that at home I could dial up my little map and go bigger, 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 bigger and see it. It was just so spectacular to be able to do that. So they didn't have to make it that so that we could do that, and I was just really impressed.
Okay. And no other comments from Mr. Brown or Ms. Schrader? Mr. Holloway, any comments?
No comments.
No? And Chris, you had any comments?
I was going to say, I sent a link to the software folks back in Reston, Virginia. They'd never seen anything like it. So.
As usual, you're ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Ms. Blankenship, do you have any comments?
No, other than it's been a very interesting process, and thank you to Chris for letting me invade his space, and I'm excited about putting it on the website, and I hope we do get some public participation.
Okay, great. Okay, if there is nothing else to come before our committee, Ms. Thompson, did you have any other comments or observations for us tonight?
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair, no.
Okay. If there's nothing else to come before the committee, we are adjourned, and barring any unforeseen circumstances, we'll see you in the city of Kenai next Monday night at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
You should warn us.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.